Welcome back to the Believers Academy and Lesson 3 of the series, Jesus, the Name Above Every Name. My name is Randa Lee, and the title of the final lesson is Living in Victory Using the Name of Jesus. This lesson contains 5 principles to develop your faith in Jesus' name. If you activate and live these principles, your faith will grow and your confidence in using the name of Jesus will blossom. You will need to take notes on this lesson, so get a pen and paper. As usual, you can pause or go back at any time during the teaching if you want to hear a point again. Once again, you can download the study documents, including a quiz, for your own use. They are located on this page. So now let's get ready, because here we go. God uses faith in everything He does, and to please Him, we must use faith as we live our lives. The Bible tells us in Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, it's impossible to please God without faith. So we need to live by faith. That is by believing God and His Word that we can't see more than the circumstances that we can see. All of God's Word, all of the promises of God, and all the benefits of being in the family of God come by faith. The name of Jesus will not work unless you put faith with it. You can walk around all day long saying, Jesus, 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 and nothing will happen. You must believe that the name of Jesus is powerful and that using His name will bring His love and power to your situation. In Ephesians 6:16, we read, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Hebrews 4:2 says that the gospel was preached, but it did not help the hearers because they did not mix what they heard with faith. We don't want to be in that group. Now, there are 5 points for developing your faith in using the name of Jesus. Hebrews 12:2 says that Jesus is the one who begins and the one who completes our faith. So to use the name of Jesus with results, we must use faith. The first principle to develop your faith concerning the name of Jesus is to believe in the Word of God more than anything else. God is wiser and more powerful than you are. Take God's Word as the basic fundamental authority in your life. Say, I am whatever the Word says I am. I can do whatever the Word says I can do. I am not moved by what I see. I am only moved by the Word of God because that's what I believe. Many things will try to draw your attention away from God's Word and its promises to take care of you. Jesus gives us the meaning of the story about a man who sowed seed and only some of the seed produced a crop. Mark 4:18 through 19 says, the seed that fell among the thorns represents others who hear God's Word, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of this life, the lure of wealth and the desire for other things, so no fruit is produced. No matter what circumstances or situation you're facing, keep your attention on God's Word. When sickness tries to come, believe God's Word of healing. When destruction tries to get your attention, believe God's Word of protection. When disaster is broadcast all over the television news, keep your eyes on God's promises of deliverance. When relationships demand your response, speak only the Word of God in love. When emotions scream, emergency, keep your thoughts on God's Word. Your attention must stay on God's Word. He has the only answer that will work all the time, and He has your best interest at heart. God loves you and is taking very good care of you, so don't be afraid. The second principle for developing your faith in the name of Jesus is to take time to think about scriptures that use His name. Think about the power in Jesus' name. There is no other thing that is named that is higher or more powerful than the name of Jesus, and He has given that power to you. As you saw in the previous lesson, you can speak in Jesus' name, and what you say will be done by God as long as it agrees with His will. Read and study God's Word to find out what His will is. Turn off all distractions. Then you can think about things from His point of view. Philippians 4:8 says, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. All of these things describe God and His Word. Think about Him. Now, the third principle is to do all you do in Jesus' name, living like you believe it's true. Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father through Him." Every action we do and every word we speak should be done in the powerful name of Jesus. Practice using the name of Jesus on your family. When your child has a sniffles, pray for healing in Jesus' name. If someone you know is in an accident, pray in Jesus' name. When your bills look higher than your income, speak the name of Jesus over the mountain of debt and command it to be drowned in the sea. The more you use the name of Jesus, the more confident you become. The answer comes from the power that's in the name of Jesus and your faith in His name. Expect the name of Jesus to conquer any problem as you make it a part of your life. The fourth principle is to live and make decisions based on faith in God's Word. Do you need healing? Live like you're healed. After the crippled man was healed, we read in Acts chapter 3 that Peter told the people how it happened. Verse 16 says, "And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." Do you have trouble believing you are in right standing with God? Choose to believe your sins have been forgiven. God sees you as if you had never sinned. Find scriptures about God's righteousness and determine to live as if you are right with God, because you are. It's a gift God gives the moment you proclaim that Jesus is Lord. Galatians 3:11 says, "The just shall live by faith." You live by faith, and God calls you just or right. Part of putting God's word first is living like you believe Him. When Jesus was on earth, He lived as if God's word was true. In the same way, you must live like you believe. There's no invisible switch you can turn on and off to display your Christian beliefs. All of your words and all of your actions will show what you believe. So speak and act like you are a person of faith. The fifth principle of faith in the name of Jesus is to practice love. Make it a point to approach people with the love of God. Use the name of Jesus to forgive those who hurt you. How do you forgive? Not by emotions, but by your will. Say, "As an act of my will, I forgive," and say their name, "in the name of Jesus. I forgive because God said to forgive. I receive total cleansing from my anger and offense towards that person." To forgive is not a feeling, it's an act of obedience to God. Love those who did you wrong. Speak blessings into their lives. Surround them in your thoughts with the love of God. You'll be surprised how soon your anger will turn to love. Make the decision to live a life of loving everyone. Practice loving in the name of Jesus. Love the ones you pray for. Remember that compassion is not a feeling either. Jesus has compassion. Jesus is compassion. You are not governed by feelings. You live by what love says, and you believe by faith that God will make it happen. Let's summarize what we've learned. There are five principles we need to use to increase our faith in Jesus' name. Believe God's word more than anything else. Think about scriptures that use Jesus' name. Do all you do in Jesus' name. Live by faith and practice love. Forgiving one another is an act of our will and will bring great reward because we are obeying Jesus' command to love one another. This is the end of Lesson 3, Living in Victory Using the Name of Jesus, of the series, Jesus, the Name Above Every Name. The name of Jesus is our door into the power of God in our lives. Through studying these lessons, we hope your understanding has grown. You can be victorious by using Jesus' name. Here are some things for you to do as you learn to depend on the power of the name of Jesus and God's Word. Determine which has more power to make your life better, your willpower or the name of Jesus, and why. Keep a record for one day of the times and ways you turned your thoughts to God's Word and Jesus' name. Identify the differences between an act of your will and an act of your emotions. We hope to see you again as we study together in Believers Academy. So until next time, remember, Jesus is Lord.